Blog Talk Radio.
Maureen Butler. Welcome to Top of the Morning Inspirational Show, and thank you for listening in. I want to celebrate, acknowledge, and appreciate my friends and supporters who are listening across the globe. Top of the Morning is presented by Holtus Health Ministries Incorporated, a learning community encouraging, empowering, and educating believers. The website address is www.HUL.org. That's HoltusHealthMinistries.org. This is the official ministry website of Dr. Faye Maureen Butler. We bring special greetings to the worldwide affiliate partners of Upper Room International Ministries, Kojic, and Holtus Health Ministries in India, Pakistan, Liberia, Kenya, Uganda, and Ghana. Good morning by Mandisa with Toby Mac opens the show.
Pizza, you smoothie, me ice cold pizza, cafe, ole, latte, da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Like half a marathon, I'll give you the gospel of St. John. It's been like a wake up bomb, cause we both know that his mercy flows in the morning.
Announcements. Top of the Morning Weekly Web Radio Show is on Facebook. Like Top of the Morning Radio Show and stay informed about different events. Come and worship with Upper Room International Ministries Church of God in Christ, the Church Without Walls, where I serve as pastor. We are located at 790 East 51st Street between Abner D. and Foster in the great city of Brooklyn, New York. Our service times, Thursday night, Restoring the Watch of the Lord prayer at 6:30 p.m., and Light on the Word Bible instruction begins at 7 p.m. Refreshments are served every week while supplies last. Our Sunday schedule, Sunday school is at 9:45 a.m., and banana bread and other homemade cheese baked by yours truly are served most Sundays after Sunday school. The worship celebration begins at 10:45 a.m. First Sunday is our Celebration Sunday. We celebrate the Lord's Supper. We celebrate our assistant pastor, and we appreciate our seniors with We Care packages. On third Sunday is our Stir Up the Gift service, where I invite others to share their ministry gifts with Upper Room. Fourth Sunday is monthly Family and Friends Day, and I anoint and pray for everyone. We will take prayer requests via the church website at www.urimpogic.org. And fifth Sunday is our quarterly World Evangelism Day. Of Baroom International Ministries, Kojic is now on Facebook. Like our page, the Baroom International Ministries, Kojic, and stay informed about ministry events. Or follow us on Twitter at all uppercase URIMCOGIC. Focus House Ministries endorses the following. TAP Media Management. That's T.A.P. Media Management provides social media management for clients who are new to social media or for those that don't have the time to establish and maintain social media sites for their own or their own. For more information, call Mr. Noel Figueroa at 646-372-6230. Cedric Boots and Photography is a husband and wife team that works closely together to capture the very best images imaginable, images that will last a lifetime. For more information, like them on Facebook or visit www.cedricwootenphotography.com. That's cedricwootenphotography.com. New Gospel Radio, The Power Hour. Please tune in worldwide weeknights at 7 p.m. Eastern to www.eastgatebroadcasting.com. If you live in the Hamptons, New York area, you can tune in to 90.7 and 93.3 FM WEGD, hosted by Lydia Bonner, a.k.a. The Voice of the Hamptons. Check out www.gospelisgolden.com, a 24-hour gospel station. Top of the Morning is rebroadcast on Sunday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. Eastern on this station. My guests today are Pastor Paul Arthur Jones from Arizona, Evangelist Iris Jackson from Alabama, and those singing Johnson sisters from Nebraska. Joy of Life Ministry Church of God in Christ in Omaha, Nebraska is now on Ustream. Go to www.jolchurch.com to view at any time. Reverend Eric Butler, Pastor, Cynthia Butler, co-pastor. Check out Gospel House Ministries in Brooklyn. Follow them on Twitter at Gospel House DK. That's one word. Or subscribe to the YouTube channel Gospel House Men DK. Reverend Herbert Ward, Senior Pastor, Brenda Ward, Pastor. Worship is more than a feeling. It's a lifestyle. Save and anointed musician available. Plays organ and keyboard, versatile traditional and contemporary music, and can also sight read. References are available. Call Minister Terrence Butler at 917-406-7132 or email him at tbutler57@aol.com. Saturday Night Sunday School with Illinois First Jurisdiction Church of God in Christ. Sunday school every Saturday at 9 p.m. Central. Dial 1-661-673-8600. Access code is 170-045-POUND. The lessons are now being taped and will be available for playback. This concludes the announcements. Please cover yourself accordingly. The short selection was The Martins, In Christ There Is No East or West, and the music playing in the background during the announcement was Judah, Jesus Lives in Me from Rochester, New York. They will be my guests on September 2nd. It's time to pray. In the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 1, it says, men ought always to pray and not faint. The music in the background during the prayer is Alpha and Omega by Israel Houghton and New Breed. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and we thank you. You are Alpha and Omega. Lord, we worship you this morning. Great is your faithfulness to us this day. We worship you, for you are great. Lord, for those in the listening audience that have not accepted you as Lord and Savior, we pray today for their salvation. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For those who don't know you, there are just four simple steps to salvation. Before A, acknowledge that you're a sinner, agree with John 3:16, ask God to forgive you of your sins, and accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Acknowledge, agree, ask, and accept. For those who are saved, born again, we know that the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. If the righteous scarcely be saved, we shall be ungodly and sinner appear. The word declares in 1 Corinthians 11:31 that if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Help us, Lord. Forgive us for our sin. Forgive us, Lord, for our shortcomings. Forgive us for wrongdoing. Forgive us for wrong thoughts. Lord, keep our motives clean and our hearts pure. Now, Lord, saturate our environments with your presence. Lord Jesus, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. And with your stripes we are healed. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, for you are a deliverer. So in the name of Jesus, we bind affliction, sickness, and disease, and lose healing for afflicted bodies and healing for tormented minds. Let's touch and agree with this specific prayer of healing. Lay your hand on the phone or computer as you listen. In the name of Jesus, we decree healing on this day. Lord Jesus, there is nothing too hard for you. Your word states that you are the Lord God who heals these. In the matchless name of Jesus, I speak to cancer. The spread of cancer be rebuked in Jesus' name. Lord, you heal us the broken in heart and bind us up their wounds. In the name of Jesus, heal wounded emotions, heal broken family relationships, and heal backsliders. Lord, help us to seek first your kingdom and all of his righteousness, because we know that you will supply all of our need according to your riches and glory. Behold, your hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is your ear heavy that it cannot hear. Lord, your word commands us to pray fervently and effectively, because it will avail much. So, God, help us to target our prayers, be sensitive to your promptings, and increase our discernment. We thank you to the authority you've given us as believers, by granting unto us the keys of the kingdom of heaven. For whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. In the name of Jesus, I bind hopelessness, and I loose hope against hope. I bind spiritual fatigue, and I loose spiritual endurance. I bind spiritual apathy, and I loose spiritual resilience. In the name of Jesus, on today we declare that we are standing on the promises of your word. You're not a man that you should lie. We're standing fast in the liberty that Christ has made us free. We're standing with our loins girded about with truth. We're standing on our testimonies and having done all to stand, we're standing. For your eyes run to and fro throughout the earth to show yourself strong on behalf of those who love you. Lord Jesus, we give you the glory and the honor as we stand. We touch and agree with our brothers and sisters that we will not be ignorant of Satan's devices, traps, tricks, snares, or schemes. Let every strategy of hell against our lives be exposed and brought to light. Grant unto us strategies and tactics to identify and resist plots and plans against our lives. Lord, lift up a stand against any flood the enemy would try to bring in the lives of those listening now. Lord Jesus, help us to recognize open doorways in our lives where the enemy would try to infiltrate. I lose confusion against every satanic and demonic conspiracy that will come against the plan of God in the lives of those listening now. Let the secret counsel of the wicked be turned into foolishness. In the name of Jesus, I bind slothfulness, prayerlessness, and carnality among the saints. I lose commitment to the ways of God. I lose a desire to seek the things of God. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I quench every fiery thought of competition, jealousy, and envy in the body of Christ, and I release kindness, meekness, respect, and celebration of others. In the name of Jesus, cut off the assignment of the Jezebel spirit and its many manifestations against the birds and the trees. Destroy all manifestations of the Jezebel spirit. I plead the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I loose and activate with acceleration, repentance, godliness, a prophetic anointing, the spirit of Elijah and JD, the gift of discerning of spirits and the fire of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, break the spirit of deception. In the name of Jesus, I bind barrenness and I loose increase. In the name of Jesus, I bind anxiety and stress and loose the peace of God that passes all understanding. In the name of Jesus, we renounce the past habits that had us bound, and on today, we decree and declare that we are delivered and we will stand fast and not be entangled again. Cast down the high places that hinder us from fulfilling our purpose, completing our assignments, and giving birth to the destiny you place within us. In the name of Jesus, paralyze every demonic hindrance, delaying miracles to the saints. Let the God of suddenly arise for the people of God. Lord Jesus, release your warrior angels on our behalf to fight our battles in the heavens against the demonic princes. Let the power of the blood of Jesus be released in our life. I cover my mind and thoughts with the blood of Jesus. I cover my doorposts and possessions with the blood of Jesus. I rebuke Satan and accuse of the brethren through the blood of Jesus. But your word instructs us in Psalms 144 that you are my strength, which teaches my hands to warn, my fingers to fight. Make us ministers of fire. Help us to pray, preach, teach, prophesy, witness with fire. Lord Jesus, we have been tried by fire. We're coming out of gold. For you alone know the way that we take. On this day, we confess that we will acknowledge you in all of our ways, but we will trust in you and not lean to our understanding. Lead us in the everlasting way, for your ways are higher than our ways and your thoughts higher than our thoughts. Have your way in our lives, Holy Ghost. Lord Jesus, we are not casting away our confidence in you because we know that without faith, it is impossible to please you and that you reward those who diligently seek you. Grant our petitions, for we know that there is nothing too difficult for you. Help us to delight in you so that our desires become your desires. Instruct us and teach us the way we should go. Order our steps and take over our plans. I decree and I declare that our times and seasons are in your hands and they will not be changed or adjusted by anyone. We confess that we are walking in the sons of Issachar anointing that will allow us to accurately discern our times and seasons. Lord Jesus, we thank you because as you did for your servant Daniel, you have come for our word. Lord Jesus, we agree with your will for our lives and we declare on today that no weapon, no hindrance, and no delay will stop us from pleasing you in everything we do. Help us to see what you are saying with spiritual eyes. Weapons may form against us, but they will not prosper. Lord Jesus, let us not operate in the spirit of error. Grant unto us wisdom in every area of our lives. Let us have and walk the spirit of excellence. We want to be clothed with humility. We thank you for your promises to go before us and make the crooked places straight. We expect that you will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Lord, according to your word, give us the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. Let a mantle of power rest upon our lives. Deliver us and bring us into a large place. Lord, we thank you that this is our set time for favor and transformation. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Lord, we touch and agree with our brothers and sisters in Christ across the globe that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling, the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Lord, remove scales from our eyes. Lord, your word states in Hebrews 5:14, but solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. So help us to activate and to train our five spiritual senses to be used for your glory. Stir up dormant gifts and talents and make ways for the saints to exercise these gifts and talents. Lord Jesus, according to your word in Romans 1:11, Apostle Paul desired to impart to
build you gifts so that others will be established. Lord, we submit to you. Grant us the ability to help establish others in ministry by your anointing, guidance, and impartation. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty. There shall no evil befall us, neither shall any plague come nigh our dwelling. The Lord God shall give his angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. But we declare in the day that we will walk in the Spirit, be led by his Spirit, produce much fruit of the Spirit, because we abide in you and live in the Spirit. Lord Jesus, you commanded that we prophesy. But we want to prophesy to the wind. I prophesy to the east wind that demonstrates your might, power, and miracles, and brings judgment to our enemies. Let the east wind of the Lord release winds of favor and promotion. I prophesy to the north wind that brings fire, power, and glory to cleanse the atmosphere and drive away the rains and floods that cause harm. Let the north wind of the Lord be these winds of transformation, change, and preparation for things to come. Lord, we prophesy to the west wind to remove those things that have devoured our time, resources, and our wealth. Let the west wind of the Lord release healing and restoration in our lives. I prophesy to the south wind, the soft wind of completion. The Lord, let the south wind of the Lord release direction and provision for your purpose and destiny in our lives. Lord, release rushing, mighty, revival winds throughout the earth to expand and enlarge your kingdom and our churches. I ask the listening audience to agree with me in this prayer. Lord, I pray for the nations you're sending in soon your time. Prepare the land and establish salvation for salvation, healers, and deliverance who save. Let your power be demonstrated in a massive way in these campaigns. Show me the vision. I'm waiting for instructions. Send on the right help so that the churches and Bible schools could be established. Help us to support the orphanages. Saturate me with wisdom and the ability to deal with many brethren from so many countries who have come to me. Increase my experience and understanding with the gifts of healing, prophecy, and revelation. Gifts to be used for your glory. Look on those sons and daughters who call me mom. Help me, God. They've intercessed. Lord, I believe you. I shall be established. I believe your prophet. So shall I prosper. Now to him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask for things according to the power that worketh in us. Now, Lord, let this show bless your people, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Keep me from presumptuous preaching and teaching. Lord, send forth laborers into the harvest. Lord, let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We give you thanks that this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Yes, he is. And he's just the same as his holy name. Yes, he is. And see, that's the reason.
That was Martha Minnizzi singing Jesus Met Me. We're getting ready to go to our first interview segment, and we have a dynamic lineup for you today. We're getting ready to go all the way to Arizona and bring on the line dynamic pastor, Pastor Paul Arthur Jones. We're getting ready to bring him on the line for our first interview. Good morning, Pastor Jones. This is Dr. Faye. Top of the morning to you. Thank you for joining me today.
Good morning, Dr. Faye. God bless you. It's an awesome day in the Lord.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you so much for getting up early and coming on the show. I've been following you on social media, and you've been such a blessing to me. So can you tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself?
Yes. First off, let's get the bad part out of the way, a little testimony that sets up for where I'm at today and what God is doing in my life, the exciting things that he's been doing in the years and that he's going to be unfolding before us. As a young man, I was got caught up in a bad world. I was a very heavy shoplifter, and I was a very strong user of drugs and dealing drugs. I was in the military. I served in the military for a while. I left with honorable discharge, and I praise God for that. I had a problem with drinking and smoking as well, and at one point I was smoking nearly 3 packs a day of cigarettes, and I was caught up into witchcraft, very deep into witchcraft, and the Lord came into my life. There were seeds that were planted as I was a child. The seeds were planted from my mom. She taught me to pray. Though neither of my parents did attend church, they did teach me to pray. My mom did, that is, and that stuck with me throughout the years. Even when I was involved with people that were doing horrible stuff, people that were into drugs, and we were dealing in kilos of cocaine. And then at the age of 21, after I had been discharged from the military, I had moved to my folks' house, and there was horrible nightmares I was having for a week long, in vivid color of demonic activity. Demons were there in the dream, and on the last night of those dreams, I was being literally choked by a demon. His hands were around my neck. I screamed out the name of Jesus, and the Lord broke those hands off of my neck, and I seen the power of God move in my life. Nobody had shared the gospel with me throughout those years, though. The only sharing that I had was my mom teaching me to pray. They had us go to church, though. They didn't go. Nobody directly led me to the Lord in any of those churches. And then after I had gotten saved and I accepted the Lord into my life and was baptized in the water, about 3 months later, I was seeking the Lord, and he flooded me and filled me with his Holy Spirit. And then for 2.5 years, I was in a Christian program that was similar to Teen Challenge or what's known now as that's going on in this nation, founded by Pastor Tommy Barnett, the original one, is Dream Center. I was in a program similar to those, and I've seen the power of God manifested during this program. I've seen some things that would just blow people's minds away. I worked in a detail shop with cars, and we detailed these cars. It was part of the ministry program, and there was a guy in there one day that was mocking us. We did everything on the checklist to get this car started. We went through the whole mechanical checklist, and the vehicle would not start. So we disagreed with each other because this guy was mocking us, making fun of us, saying, "Where's your God at now?" He was laughing at us, telling us these dirty jokes, and we were doing our best not to laugh at him with these dirty jokes. So we laid hands on the vehicle, and guy got in, turned it on, and it started right up. And there's just no reason that this car should have started. The guy's jaw dropped down. And then another episode that I can tell you during this program that I was in, and this was walking on the streets of Marysville, a street called D Street, where the railroads run through, and which was commonly known where prostitution would take place. And this was, of course, years later, but the prostitution was still going on really bad in that area. And I was going out with a small group of us witnessing on a given night on the weekend, and this pimp got upset with me and threatened my life. Well, that same night after I came back to our ministry house, I was praying on my knees, and the Lord says, just go there the next night, and I'm going to put angels around you, and I'm going to protect you. And I went there that night, and this guy was a very big guy, and he started to walk towards me as I was walking down the sidewalk, and I seen him thrown against the wall. He was slammed against the wall, and he had this terrified look on his face. I sensed around me. I didn't see him, but I sensed angels all around me. I walked down the corner, and I led this lady to the Lord that I had been witnessing to. She had a background. She said her mom was praying for a lot, and she wept and gloriously received the Lord. The next thing that happened with me, we were being mocked once by this gentleman as we were doing some moving for him and getting paid for the ministry. Big toolbox. It had to be about 700 pounds. There was just two of us. The only way we could get it out, and humanly speaking, was to empty it all out and then carry it out individually. But I told this brother in the Lord, I said, you know, let's pray. Let's seek the Lord. And what happened with Samson? So we laid hands on the box. We lifted it up and carried it over our head. And this guy, there again, another one's jaw dropped down as he watched in amazement. And I also had another episode in the same ministry of praying for a guy that was stuttering. He could not talk. And he couldn't talk, and he was full of fear as I was talking to him, and the Lord said he's got demons, and I started addressing the demons and rebuked them out of him, and he came out with great clarity with his speech. Saw him about 6 months later, a totally transformed man. The reason I share these is because, you see, I've seen the demonic powers that were going on in my life before I got saved. Then after I got saved, I seen the power of God and how God moves and operates in this world. We are walking in a world that is unseen. We have the physical that we see all around us, but there's an unseen world that most folks don't see with their eyes clearly. But it's there. It's real. And we need to walk in the Spirit so that we can see the hand of God moving through us. And I think I'm following your outline pretty good here. Am I okay?
Yes. You know what you did? You shared your ministry journey, and then you also gave a message of hope. It's funny, as you were talking and sharing your testimony, the thought that the power of God came to me, and how the power of God just has been manifested in your life. And I know we only have maybe another minute or so, so I'd like for you to share with the audience where they can contact you and the name of your ministry before we hang up.
Okay. All right. Our ministry is Capital DC Talk Ministries. I'm an ordained pastor/evangelist with the Assemblies of God, but I don't go around with a logo that says that I'm that. I'm part of the body of Christ. And I preached in a number of churches. I preached in Baptist churches, and I preached in African American Episcopal churches, Methodist churches, that is. And I've seen God move in all of these churches. We're challenging the body right now with Capital DC Talk Ministries to rise up and walk out of compromise, and to be a voice in our nation. And we're also challenging our politicians to turn around and give their life to God and to walk in His love and accept Him, because He's the answer for our nation. Nothing else is going to change this nation but Jesus Christ. And Capital DC Talk Ministries, we may be reached at 602-283-5804. That's our number. That is our office number, our regular number, but also I may be reached most any time. That number, you won't always have anyone in the office, but my cell number is 480-553-1587. Capital DC Talk Ministries is at 2216 East UG, that's EUGIE Terrace. And we are, our office is located in an apartment building. It's number 202, and that's Phoenix, Arizona, 85022.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for coming on with me. Like I said, I've been following you through social media, and you have been an inspiration, and I certainly believe we've connected today, and you've been a blessing to the audience, especially just your point about the power of God and how we have to be able to see and understand what's going on in the spiritual realm. So hope to talk to you again soon, and enjoy the rest of this day. Thank you
God
so much for
you,
coming
Doug.
On.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We thank Pastor Paul Coleman all the way from Arizona. And as I said, we have a dynamic lineup. And yes, I am getting ready to go to the phone line again to bring a powerful evangelist on the phone, Evangelist Iris Jackson. I'm going to go to the phone line and bring her on. Top of the morning to you, this evangelist. This is Dr. Faye. How are you feeling today?
I am wonderful, Dr. Faye. How are you this morning?
I'm feeling pretty good, pretty good. This is just a big day for me. I'm so excited to have so many wonderful people on my show this morning. I'm very excited about what God is doing in your life. So kind of let's just get right to it. Can you share with the listening audience a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely, absolutely. I am Evangelist Iris Jackson. I've been in ministry for a few years, about 19, 20 years now. Started Iris Jackson Ministries a few years ago. I have a heart for God, a heart for God's people. He's always just sort of equipped me that way. Over the course of the years, the gifts have evolved a bit.
Mm-hmm.
He's always gifted me with that gift of intercession. Mm-hmm. So started off as really just having a heart for people, going to God on their behalf over the years. And like I said, the gifts evolving. And then getting into some other things and called, you know, to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, to give people a word of hope, a word of encouragement. Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So love what God has called me to do. I wouldn't have it any other way. And I love the ministry. A lot of things have happened through the course of the ministry. I've experienced a lot, but he has made me in the process. And I'm so very grateful for the making. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. 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 So, you know, I ask you to come on like I do with most men and women of God. I, you know, like them to share for a couple of minutes. So can you share with us today, you know, even a short message of hope that the audience can take with them?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, as I at the beginning of the week, the prayer for myself was, Lord, give me an anointing to produce. And even as I was praying in the midst of that, the Lord began to speak to me concerning other people. And he began to say that everything that our destiny calls for in this season, to go to the next level, to the next phase, to the next tier, to the next dimension of the anointing, that he's going to give us the ability to produce it. A lot of us have been waiting a long time. We've been believing God. We've been waiting for some things. But I want some people to know today that they're right at the edge, the tipping point, the manifestation of what God has promised. And some of us have been receiving words for a long time. You get a prophecy here, you get a word here, but I said, Lord, I need to see the manifestation. People need to see that the word of God is real, that it's going to be evident, it's going to be tangible in their life, that the promises that he's made are sure. And so it's as I begin to pray and he begin to tell me and begin to show me what he's doing in our lives and how he's seasoning us for what he's getting ready to do, how he's bringing us into the manifestation of it, and he's going to connect us with the right people. He's going to put us in the right circles, in the right places at the right time, so that the doors, the right doors would be open so that ministries, so that businesses, so that relationships and marriages and family unity will come together, so that what people have been believing for, because there are a lot of people out there that are thirsty and that are hungry, and they're wanting to know that there is a day after today, that there is something more than what they're facing now, that they can have hope that this is not the end, that this is not it, that they have not lived these years not to see the promises or the manifestations of God. But he says that we are yet at that tipping point, and it's getting ready to produce. Dr. Faye, we're at that point where
yes,
the Kairos, the appointed time, the ordained time, the Kairos and the Kronos is coming together, and the manifestation is coming to pass. We're at that point where you don't have to wait on time any longer. You don't have to wait. Is this the set time for God to do it? God said the time is now. The two have come together and become one, and it's going to manifest. If you believe him, he can do it. If you believe that it's the time, it's going to happen. So I'm telling you, I'm just excited about what God is doing, because
yes,
I can see it every day. Every day. I can see it, how he's doing it, how he's doing it for his people, how he's doing it for those that are thirsting and that are hungry and that are looking for more than just to touch their neighbor, give them a high five, tell three people. They want to know, when I leave out of here, the word that you have given me is a true word from God.
Wow.
And so
wow.
I'm excited. Mm. I'm excited about the season that we're in. I'm excited.
Yes. Oh, amen. I'm excited with you, because you know, I've been hearing the same things, and you just kind of just blessed me on this morning. I had to kind of cover my mouth because I'm determined not to get excited when people come on and interrupt, so I really have to hold myself in. But that's really a word. What a message of hope. What a message of hope.
Amen.
So now tell the audience, where can they get in touch with you? I know you have Evangelist Iris Jackson Ministries. How can the audience get in touch with you if they want to invite you in? Or I know you have a time of intercession and prayer, so give us some information about how we can connect with you.
Absolutely. You can visit the website. It's at irisjacksonministries.com. You can visit the website for more information there. You have the ability, you can send me a request if you have a prayer request or ministry engagement. The website would allow you to do all of that. Of course, I'm on Facebook, Iris Jackson Ministries, as well. Anyone that deals, of course, with the social media, you can find me there. There are the website, and I'm available for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So before we hang up, is there a final word that you want to impart with the audience? You've been a blessing. I can tell you, you've been a blessing. But
Praise
is there
God.
A final word you want to impart with the audience?
I would just say that whatever the Lord has for you, don't give up until you get it. It does not come out of your own ability, but if you have faith and trust in God, then I would go after it. I would pursue it until I have it, because he desires to give it to us. Trust and believe him, and it's going to come to pass. But you're in the season to do it. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist. As I said, you've spoken a word to my heart. I know you've blessed the audience, and I've been praying about the show. I said we had a dynamic triple header. We had Pastor Jones on with us just now, and now you. But what a blessing to feed the people of God so that the people could be blessed. I love you, my sister, and I know we made a covenant connection. I expect that we'll be talking again in the future and working together. But thank you so much for coming on the show today and being a blessing to us.
Thank you. My pleasure. God bless you, Dr. Faye. Bye-bye.
Okay, take care. All right, bye-bye. And that was Evangelist Iris Jackson, and we're going to bring on those singing Johnson sisters just in a couple of minutes. They'll be calling me from Nebraska. But in the meantime, listen to this song, Oh, Sweet Wonder.
Oh, sweet wonder. Jesus, the Son of God. Let the church sing, yeah. Come on, everybody.
That was Pastor DeAndre Patterson singing Old Sweet One, and I'm getting ready to bring on the line the Johnson sisters. They're calling me from Nebraska. These are just some wonderful young ladies that I've known for quite a while. I'm getting ready to go to the line now. Top of the morning to you. This is Dr. Fay in New York. How are you doing today?
Top of the morning, Dr. Butler. We're doing awesome. We're doing awesome.
Okay, so now who is this who I have on the line with me?
This is Christina.
Christina, okay. So
yes.
Now you guys are going to be calling, are you all together now? You're going to be calling from different
yes.
numbers.
We are,
okay.
All of us are together. Carissa's calling from China.
Oh, she is going to call, okay. Okay,
yes.
So now, just so I know, will it be a 402 number?
Yes, it's a
402-5-409. Okay, so I'll wait. Okay, so I'll wait for the come on. But anyway, so let's get started. Tell a listening audience a little bit about yourselves.
We have been singing together since we were 2 and 3 years old. This is Kenesha now, and I'm the oldest. And then as Christina came on, Carissa and Carita, we just all just joined together to keep on singing. We've been blessed to sing in over 30 states. And now with Carissa being what I call world traveler, I would say two additional countries being China and also England. We are PKs, and we've been active in ministry since childhood, so we've been given the experience to do a lot of different things, from teaching Sunday school to directing the choir to playing the instruments to ushering. So that's given us a lot of experience and confidence to sing and minister in front of small groups of people and large groups of people. We were licensed as evangelists in 2009, and we'll always cherish that moment in the Church of God in Christ. Currently, we are busy for the kingdom of God through serving, preaching, singing, and just doing ministry on a regular basis.
Okay, so now, so that the listening audience can get it straight, there's two things that's really intriguing to me, that you guys were all licensed together in 2009 together. That is just a wonderful experience, but all of you have names beginning with K. So can you just repeat the names again? Can you repeat the names again for everybody?
Yes. Hey, I'm the oldest, and I'm Kenesha Johnson Roach, and then there's Christina Johnson, Carissa Johnson, and Carita Johnson.
Oh my goodness! And you know, you guys are all like about the same. You guys are about the same height too. I was looking at the picture. I'm like, and I love
yes,
your mom.
We're about
your mom
the same height.
Yeah. So what a blessing! Now I know you sent me some information. So share with the audience some of the places you've been, privileged to minister. And then if you want to share a little something musically, you can do that as well.
Okay. Some of the places we've been able to minister, as I said, have been like at least 30 states that we can count. We've been able to sing at some of the Kojic conventions, such as AIM, at the Holy Convocation. Some of us have had the opportunity to MC at different events and also to preach. We've been able to locally sing at like mayors. Banquets. We've been able to sing at police banquets, local talent shows, churches, weddings, funerals. God's just opened up countless doors for us.
Wow. You guys have just been an inspiration and a blessing to me. If you had to say something to a young group that was just getting together to sing, what kind of words of advice would you give them?
Well, good morning, Dr. Faye. We pretty much just say that
what you do for Christ will last. And remember that God has called you to do a specific work and that God has given each of us a certain sound. There are so many artists out there that are trying to sound like other people. Like, oh, one day I want to be like Whitney Houston, or I want to be like Jonathan Nelson, or I want to be like the Clark Sisters. But know that you're not that person. God has not called you to be that person. God has called you to be unique, to be your own person, and to have your own sound. And so there are some people in the body of Christ who have that Disney movie sound. There are some people who have that soulful sound, but each of us are unique. Each of us are special. And, you know, I just say that we just do what God has called us to do. When we try to be like other people, that's when it's off, it's fake. And God wants us to have a pleasing sacrifice, and that is pure, and that is holy, and that is one that it comes from directly from Him. And I think Carissa wants to share some things about just words of encouragement as well.
Okay, all right.
Carissa, you on? Well, also, in addition to, sorry, she's calling from China. I'm not sure if she pushed one. But we would just encourage you to have a relationship with God, to whoever, whatever musical artists are out there, have a relationship, stay in tune with God. And if you're in a group, stay connected with one another, even praying before rehearsal. There have been times where we would have rehearsal and things would kind of go a little off, and we're like, we need to pray. And if you feel yourself, you know, and I would even say the most important thing is remember why you're singing. Why am I singing? Why am I singing? Am I singing? It's all about I want to be big. I want to be famous. I want to make $1 million. Is that my purpose? Is that what I'm doing this for? Or am I doing it because I know God has called me to do this and be a minstrel, be a psalmist, be a minister of the gospel through music? Why am I doing this? I'm here to save souls. I'm here to encourage, to uplift the brokenhearted. That's why I'm here. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I believe a lot of people have gotten off track. They've forgotten what the purpose of the music industry is. So always remember, why am I doing this? And what I'm doing, I may never receive the recognition that I feel like I should, but I will know that I will always receive. If God is pleased with it, that's all that matters.
Yes, yes. Now, I know you got a lot of your talent ability from your mom. She's a dynamic minstrel and organist herself. But what I'd like for you today, I mean, if you guys want to share something a little musically, are you guys prepared to do that?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Yeah, share a little with us.
Okay, and this is one of a song we wrote together called Not Satisfied.
Okay.
And I'm not satisfied in the place I am, and I long to go higher, deeper in you. And I'm not satisfied in the place I am, and I long to go higher, deeper in you. I wanna go, oh, I wanna go higher and deeper in you. Lord, take me higher. I wanna go higher and deeper. I wanna go, oh, I wanna go higher and deeper in you.
And that is just a snippet of
Satisfied. Excellent, excellent. Oh, I just enjoyed it. I was kind of like nodding my head, getting into it. But thank you so much. Thank you so much for doing that. And we really haven't asked artists to do that before, but I just felt led to have you guys do it. Now, where can the listening audience get in touch with you guys if they wanted to bring you in for a concert or just for ministry? Where can they get in touch with you guys?
We currently have our Facebook page, which is Johnson Sisters JS. That's where you can find us. Also, you can reach us by email, johnsonsistersbooking@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Excellent, excellent. I want to know that I thank God for all of you. And actually, you know, I met you guys through my brother and sister-in-law who've been in Nebraska for quite a while, but your mother's always been an inspiration to me. And just to see what you all are doing in ministry, is just wonderful. So I'm just excited about what he's going to do in the future. And hopefully we can bring you to the East Coast soon. But I enjoyed that little selection. Thank you so much for getting up out early and calling in. You didn't have to do it. You didn't have to agree. But I really appreciate you coming on the show today.
Thank you so much, Dr. Butler, for the opportunity. We are grateful, and we are so excited about Top of the Morning and what God is doing through you.
Yes, yes. All right, so take care, and we will be in touch soon, okay?
You too. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
All right.
And that was the Johnson Sisters. We were not able to connect with the sister that was trying to call from China, but we had three of them on the line, and they sang for us, Not Satisfied. I really thank all of my guests this morning, Pastor Paul Offit Jones from Arizona, Evangelist Iris Jackson from Alabama, and the Johnson Sisters from Nebraska. So we really get a treat today. And on next week, my guests will be Evangelist Corey Terrain from North Carolina, Dynamic Evangelist, and Pastor Keith Campbell from New York, a powerful man of prayer. And I also will begin a new teaching series called Dwelling in the Secret Place. Well, we're almost at the bottom of the hour. So this is Dr. Faye Maureen getting ready to sign off. I'm going to say goodbye, world, until next week. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. As we take you out with Brandon Heath singing a song for us this morning called Your Love, and then Andre Crouch singing Bless the Lord. Promote the 3 G's, God, the gospel, and good things. Top, good morning to you.
I felt it first when I was younger, strange connection to the light. I tried to satisfy the hunger, I never got it right, I never got it right. So I climbed a mountain, built an altar, looked out as far as I could see. And every day I'm getting old, I'm running out of dreams, I'm running out of dreams. But your love, the only thing that matters is your love, that's all I have to give. But your love is enough to light up the darkness. It's your love, all I ever need. Given.